Davison, Sister, L.E., Loma Linda, California, November 3, 1907. Mrs. Davison, 728 First Avenue, South Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Dear Sister, I received your letter and will respond. I have been absent from my home at St. Helena for 3 weeks. During this time, I have been carrying heavy burdens in connection with the work here in Southern California. We see a great need, at present, for studying the Word of God. From one end of the world to the other, the message of Christ's righteousness is to be sounded from human lips to prepare the way of the Lord. The closing message, even the third angel's message, is to be proclaimed during this period of the world's history. The youth, the middle-aged, and the aged are to act a personal part in preparing their own souls for the great event that is soon to take place, even the second coming of Christ in the clouds of heaven. In thus doing, they may reflect light upon many other souls. The law of the Lord is to be magnified, in order that the claims of the law may have the greatest possible weight upon human minds. The law is to be presented in its true, sacred character. The message of Christ's righteousness is to sound from one end of the earth to the other, to prepare a people to meet their Lord. The Word of God is truth. It is written, "This is the gospel we are to teach the young." The plain words that came from the lips of Christ are to be repeated by every teacher. Christ, as our sin-pardoning Savior, is to be spoken of by the aged and by teachers. Christ is to be believed in and revealed as our Savior indeed, the one who pardons all our sins. Through John the Revelator, Christ declares, "I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star." Revelation 22, verse 16. In the message that we are to bear, the character of God, as revealed in Christ, is to be manifested to the world. The call is to be sounded by human lips and is to be exemplified in the daily life of both the young and the elderly disciples. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom. Isaiah 40, verse 9 to 11. With John the Baptist, we are to point men and women, both young and old, to Jesus, saying, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1, verse 29. The Lord desires every soul, the old, the middle-aged, and the young, to speak of Jesus, saying, Behold the Lamb of God, behold him just now. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. John 7, verse 37. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Revelation 22, verse 17. There is a great work to be done in calling the attention of the minds of men to Christ. Every effort possible must be made to reveal Christ as the sin-pardoning Savior. Christ is the one who gave his life in order that our sins might be pardoned. Those who are acting as teachers of the youth are to educate their students to become helpers in the work of soul saving. Let them encourage the youth to save their pennies and their dimes for the missionary work. Let them teach the children to use contribution boxes in order that the little ones, even in childhood, may learn the art of self-denial. Help them to understand that their self-denial, as practiced by the placing of gifts in these boxes, will help to support the work among a poor and needy class of people who are almost destitute of the advantages that we so freely enjoy. The sympathies of the children should be aroused in behalf of those in need of training in mission schools, where the Bible is made the foundation of all education. Even the very small children should be encouraged to unite with the older ones in saving their pennies, and in thus creating a fund to help in bringing to other less fortunate little children a knowledge of Jesus, who took little children in his arms and blessed them. Parents, teachers, take up this line of work with enthusiasm. provide the children with self-denial missionary boxes, and teach them to make free will offerings of pennies and of larger sums as a gift for the support of workers who shall carry a knowledge of the truth of God's Word into as many places as possible. Let the older members of the family and of the school dress neatly, yet inexpensively. Thus, through self-denying sacrifice, they will be able to make liberal gifts to the dear Savior. Parents, youth, and little children, all may be helpers in the Lord's work by denying self in order to bring advantages to the poor who need to be taught about the Savior. Let us all lay hold of the Lord's work more earnestly than we have ever done before, and help advance the cause of God in this time of great necessity. Dear children, may the Lord Jesus receive you, and He will if you come to Him. Then your hearts will be open to make gifts and offerings. Every member of the family will be blessed in the practice of self-denial for Christ's sake. Try it, and test the Lord.